Once the transition of values creates an emotion, feeling comes into play. Although they're often mistaken for one another, feeling is not emotion. Emotion is a short-term experience that peaks and burns rapidly during a transition of values. It ends when the value has changed. Feeling is a long-term, pervasive, sentient background that colors whole days, weeks, even years of our lives. Indeed, a specific feeling often dominates a personality. Each of the core emotions in life, pleasure and pain, has many variations. So which specific negative or positive emotion will we experience? The answer is found in the feeling that surrounds it. For like adding pigment to a penciled outline, or an orchestra to a melody, feeling makes emotion specific. Suppose a man is feeling good about life, his relationships and career both going well. Then he receives a message that his lover has died. He'll grieve, but in time recover and go on with life. On the other hand, suppose his days are dark, stressed, and depressed by everything he tries. Then suddenly he receives a message that his lover has died. Well, he might join her. In film, feeling is known as mood. Mood is created in the film's text, the quality of light and color, tempo of action and editing, casting, style of dialogue, production design, and musical score. The sum of all these textual qualities create a particular mood. When, for example, an empathetic character falls from riches to owing the mafia, the audience's emotion will be a negative one. But which? There are many. The mood surrounding this transition will color the fundamental emotion into a specific experience. In one mood, the emotion may be a terrible fear for the character's survival. In another, it may be a head-shaking pitying of his folly mixed with comic anticipation. Mood, therefore, makes emotion specific, but it will not substitute for emotion. When we want mood experiences, we go to concerts or museums. When we want meaningful emotional experience, we go to the storyteller. It does the writer no good to write an exposition-filled scene in which nothing changes, then set it in a garden at sundown, thinking that a golden mood will carry the day. Undramatized exposition is boring in any light. Now let's look at the nature of dramatic choice. A turning point is centered in the choice a character makes under pressure to take one action or another in the pursuit of desire. The choice between good and evil, or right and wrong, is no choice at all. Human nature dictates that each of us will always choose the good or the right as we perceive the good or the right. It is impossible to do otherwise. Therefore, if a character is put in a situation where he or she must choose between a clear good versus a clear evil, or right versus wrong, the audience, understanding the character's point of view, will know in advance how the character will choose. Imagine Attila the Hun, poised on the borders of 5th century Europe, surveying his hordes and asking himself, "Should I invade, murder, rape, plunder, burn, and lay waste? Or should I go home?" For Attila, this is no choice at all. If we do not understand that much about human nature, that a human being is only capable of acting toward the right or the good as he or she has come to believe it or rationalize it, then we understand very little. Good, evil, right, wrong choices are dramatically obvious and trivial. True choice is dilemma. It comes in one or a combination of two kinds of situations. First, a choice between irreconcilable goods. From the character's point of view, two things are desirable. He wants both, but circumstances are forcing him to choose only one. Or second, a choice between the lesser of two evils. From the character's view, two things are undesirable. He wants neither, but circumstances are forcing him to choose one. In the supernatural romance Donna Fleur and Her Two Husbands, for example, Donna faces a choice between a new husband who's warm, secure, faithful, but dull, versus an ex-husband who's sexy, exciting, and dead. but appears to her in private as flesh and blood and insatiable as ever. Is she hallucinating or not? She's caught in the dilemma between a boringly pleasant life of normality versus a bizarre, perhaps mad life of emotional fulfillment. She makes the wise decision. She takes both. An original work poses choices between unique but irreconcilable desires. It may be between two persons, a person and a lifestyle, two lifestyles, two ideals, two aspects of the innermost self, between two of any conflicting desires at any level of conflict, real or imagined, the writer may devise. But the principle is universal. Choice must not be doubt, but dilemma. Not between the right, wrong, good, evil of the same thing, but between positive and negative desires of equal weight and value.